Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, tonight is a night that the Lord has blessed us once again. I'm sitting here giving God the praise and giving God all his glory for the things that he has done for us. I want to remind you listening in tonight that our God is a great God. He can do anything he wants to do for us. You know, God blessed me when I read the word at night, particularly when I read in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, when I read the entire chapter that I was reading it, and I got in a portion of what Jesus Christ did, how he preached to a man by the name of Abraham. God saw fit to preach the gospel to Abraham. By him doing that, he would become the father of nations, but as a result, the seed of Christ would come forth. Hallelujah! You know, I'm so grateful what God has done for us. And I say this tonight to those of you who listen. Tonight is your night to come on in. We extend alms, we extend love, we extend prayer. Everything we had in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we extend it to you. So tonight is a night that we just want to give God the praise and give God the glory. And I want to thank God for it, for everything that he's done for us. And one of the things I just take notice of, ain't nobody going to beat God. Ain't nobody going to beat it. God is, he's not bad. He's better than bad. He's good bad. He's good bad. When you do wrong, he's good, good when you do good. And I just want you to know tonight that there was a young lady supposed to come on there. I see one of my beloveds on here, but I'm waiting on a lady coming out of San Antonio. We want to reach out and touch somebody to let somebody know that our God is an awesome God. Amen? Dr. DeLewis, how you doing?
I'm very good, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
Oh, I tell you, I'm here having, before you came on the line, I was giving God, I said, you know, ain't nobody better than you. You're good when you're bad. You're bad when you're good. When you get God all tangled with you, God's anger, it stirs up. I don't want God's anger to stir up. But, you know, Dr. DeLewis, you know, many words cannot be said concerning what our Lord has done for us. Am I right?
Amen. You're right.
And the more we reach out to God, the more God opens his arms for us. And a lot of people were talking about the blood moon. And a young lady last night did a great job in explaining it. But it's something that, it's what God has done. He has set between the heaven and earth. So we can see the signs. And when you read the book of Hebrews, it comes right back. God did it with signs and wonders and with the moon of the Holy Spirit. God is still awesome. He's still God.
Yes, he is.
I don't care what nobody says, Dr. DeLewis. He's still God.
Yes,
amen.
He is. Amen.
And amen. I just want to thank God for you on the public airways and in private, to know because you answered God at the call. And when the call was made, I picked up the phone and said, hello. And that's when God says, okay, you're hooked up now. And now that we're hooked up, my sister, we're going to run this race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what street? I feel right in my house in here. I tell you, the light's in my house. I don't care what nobody says. The race we going to run, we ain't looking back. No, no, no. Amen.
Yes.
Isn't God good?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is
tell everybody about it. Go ahead and tell everybody. Tell everybody about it. Go ahead. Well, 10 minutes. Have you seen our beloved Kevin?
I have. I spoke to him earlier today. God is so good. God began to move, and we had communion. He called me and said, you want to have communion? I said, that is an awesome thing. I said, you know, God had this day preordained for us to do this. And it was just a wonderful experience, and the Holy Spirit just began to speak, and we began to listen to what he was saying. And I tell you, God is a good God. I'm telling you, he knows how to feed us at the very moment when we need it. Amen? He is a good God.
Amen. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. And there is no God like our God. I know this. I know that we got the days and time and the times and days that God is going. He's already making a move. Everybody I've been talking with today has been talking to me. So God is doing something. I said, well, okay, I want to do more. The more we do, the more God's going to do. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
But, you know, the one thing I would say to the people that listen to us, they hear us many times. They don't believe us many times. Because if they believe what the Lord is saying through us, we don't have a church Ephesus. Well, we can throw you into. We can pray you into the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because once you come into the body of Christ, you don't need to worry about a building as long as we are somewhat together. But if we choose a particular place to do that, that's what we should do. Not
Amen.
Because we heard somebody say, because the Lord instructed us. See, Amen. When God sent Jesus, he said, and a sister said last night, I talked with her again today and met her brother. I said, wow, God just blessed me all day long. And I'm just sitting there waiting for the sister to call, and I'm still waiting on her. But I want to tell you something. This God who said, in the beginning was the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word of God. Even Satan was not even there, but he was thought of. He was a thought, an afterthought. As they said, as Dr. Wright would say, the devil is an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, in his own mercy, and what he did through Jesus Christ, when I read in the book of Psalms what he said, I will let them nail him to the cross, pierce his heart and his side and his feet. I said, I ain't saw this before, Lord. But it's in the book. It's in the book. The more we study the word in God through prayer, the more God reaches us. And I want to say this right now. I feel an urge to do so. To every woman that's listening on the radio, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come to him to purge us and make us whole and to cleanse us. And the sin, the wrongness we've done, we ask you that he forgive us, that he might present us to you clean and clear, that we will not be ashamed when we come before you. And we want to thank you, Holy Father, for receiving us. We come to say we love you. We adore you. We magnify you for all that you have done in ages past and gone and to what you're doing to this present day. We say hallelujah.
Amen.
And we praise you. We know in this hour that we now live that many we love that refuse to come to Calvary's cross. But we pray tonight that somebody will accept the name of Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Somebody will not look upon an edifice says, this is my church, that's my church, a Baptist, a Catholic, a Presbyterian, et cetera, et cetera. But they will come to the body of Jesus Christ and yield at his knees and say, Jesus, you all I've heard about, but can you set me free? I believe he will say, yes, I can. Are you willing to take that plunge? When you're ready to plunge in, oh, praise his name, Jesus will bring you on in and present you to the Father there is time you will spend with him, because he wants to show you about what the Father can do.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we just said thank you.
Thank you.
Across America, thank you.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you. Because we know that we stand in your arms. We say thank you. We know we don't have to hunger. You're there to feed us. The Master said, have you considered the lilies of the field? He said, toil. Who takes care of them? God does. Have you looked at the birds of air? Who takes care of them? God does. Have you looked at the animals? Who takes care of them? God does. If God takes care of them, God has more responsibility toward us, and I love him for it. Lord, I want to thank you for Dr. Dolores McClellan, that you will bless her. You will surround the spiritual arms and physical arms around her. And every weapon that is trying to be formed against what she's doing, it shall fall by the wayside. You said in your word, you said you're going to put angels charged around her. Angels charged around us, that no evil shall befall us, to come near our dwelling place. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
From the rising of the sun and the early to the setting, you're still God. And then, Father, because we see the sun is slowly going down, we know that you're still in charge.
Yes, Lord.
We look at it in terms, it's a day and a night and a day. But I want to thank you for America. I want to pray for the president. I want to pray for both houses of Congress. I want to pray for the elected judges at the Supreme Court, that they may come to know the law that they make has to be stood the test that God has, and that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. They will see that all that they have is nothing in the eyesight of God, because the law profits nothing. It's the faith that we walk by. And we want to thank you, Holy Father. I want to thank you this night for my wife, for you keeping her, protecting her, watching over my son, my grandson, his wife, my daughter, her husband, and my grandson. Watch over my family. Watch over my extended families in the body of Christ. Some I've heard, some I've not seen yet. But I want to thank you, Holy Father. I want to thank you for this time that we have right now in the earth realm, as we reside in these earthen bodies, to say yada, 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 yada. We love you, the highest praise, yada, yada, yada. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you. Yada, yada, yada. And all we can do this hour, we say yada, yada, yada. Because of you, Holy Father, not only that, but for the 50 states in the United States of America, we pray that they will come and submit their ways unto the Lord Jesus Christ, that God will be glorified. I pray that every state in America, there will be a touch of understanding. The weapons that are being formed against these states, we come against it. And we declare in the state of Texas, we take charge over the state of Texas. And we believe that there's a revival starting right now. Right now. And we thank you for it. And Father, I want to thank you for that little child was not killed in the womb. I want to thank you for that murderer didn't have an opportunity to murder anymore. I want to thank you for that man who's committed adultery, that woman who's committed adultery, no more, because they're giving their life to you, Jesus. It's because the life that they're giving, nobody can take charge of it but you. And I said, thank you. And then, Father, because I met a new brother, Kevin, I just pray for him. I pray that you will richly endorse him with all that he needs and all that I've made up there. And him said, I pray this evening, Father, I lay my whole before you and say, yada, 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 yada. Amen. I love you, Father. bless this radio station that belongs to you. It's in our care and our sister that you would do it. The television station we're getting ready to raise up, that you would just bless us with it. For the different ministry that we're praying for. And we believe that the prayers we pray will be the prayers of righteousness. It will be the prayers that are full of fire and the Holy Ghost anointing. Those who have limbs that are discombobulated, you will restore them back because of the faith that we have. Blinded eyes will be seen. Deaf ears will be opened. Hallelujah. And the glory of Yeshua HaMashiach will be seen. And we believe in this hour we now live in that it shall happen, Father. We believe in this hour we now live in. And the hour that we live in, but it's different because it's all we live in. You have the right. I want to thank you for the many who are coming out of different schools. Will you bless them?
Yes, sir.
Bless them, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And then, Holy Father, moreover, I want to thank you. I just want to thank you for you being God. There is no God like you. You're the only true God that say, I am that I am. And beside me, there is none other. Father, we love you and we thank you. We want to stay in your presence and do what you call us to do.
Yes.
We want to stay in your presence. In your presence, not the world. We're not concerned about the president, the governor. We're concerned about you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We lift all we have up to you because it's you. It's you that we have. You said in your word, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence coming my help. My help, our help, coming from the Lord because he made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer our foot to be removed. Because he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. You said in your word, when the sun shall shine upon it, will not bleach us, or the moon at night. You said for us going out and us, we shall come back in. And you said from this time forth, we'll be blessed. And we say, we thank you. We thank you. And we just believe your word.
Yes,
your word is full of fire. Your word is full of power. Your word has all we need. And I thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father, as I call your name tonight, I pray that somebody out there will be touched. And as we pray, the fire of the Holy Ghost over this line. From this day forward, as we have prayed it continuously, the fire of the Holy Ghost will be on this radio station.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Many will call, many will come, and they will feel the fire, and they'll see, and they'll know it's not us, it's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
This is Jesus, Son of the living God. He paid his price for us, that he might bring us from this wicked, evil world. The price he paid for us, we can't help but praise him. Can't help but love him. Can't help but adore him. And bow before the Father that's in him. He and the Father are one. The Father in him, he's in the Father. And that's what we want to be in the Father. As he's in Jesus. Jesus want to be in you as in the Father. We want to be right there with y'all. When y'all have a love feast, we want to be a part of it. Yes, we do. Yes, Lord. We give everything we have because we can do nothing without you. And we know that your word says, when we rise, be humble, because you can do it. Yes. Somebody right now in Hempstead needs a healing right now. I know you can heal him right now. We send the word of faith, and they'll be healed.
Yes.
Many are called, few are chosen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, we said thank you this night. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. What a God we serve. What a God we serve, Doctor.
Yes.
What a God we serve.
Yes.
See, because I know that even you and I on the radio station, there are many things we can be saying and doing, but we want God to be our lasting portion.
Mm-hmm.
As the old man said, the food we eat is of this world.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And I know that I know. As Peter told us, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. As some men show slackness. See, but our God is long suffering to us with. And he's not willing that any of us should do anything, should perish. He don't want us to perish.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but all of us. See, every day I say, Lord, if I've sinned, I want to repent. But I lift my hands up. Thank you for Kenneth Copeland. Thank you for me. He said, Father, I want to thank you for everything right here. Can we join in your conversation? It's in the name of Jesus. And you know, when you pray like that, you got a word? You got a word? Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis?
You got
a word?
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that, you know, we don't need to confine Jesus to us. Because, see, Jesus was on a mission for God, and that's what we're on. We're on a mission here, and it's to save souls. And for our own souls to be saved, our families, we're on a mission. This is a great, you know, this is a great mission for God. And we don't want to confine God's words to a building. He don't want us to forsake the assembly, but we don't want to confine him either. We want to go as far as he wants us to go with this word.
Amen.
We want to be blessed to take the word. Wherever God said go, we want to be able to do that without restrictions. Restricting Jesus in our life. Let him rule. He's king. King of kings and Lord of lords. And that's the way we should want him in our life. Amen?
Amen. Go ahead, sister. Now, go ahead and speak the word.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God for the great supper that he prepared for us, you know. He prepared for us and those who didn't know him, even when we didn't know him. It was already ready. The banquet was already ready. It was already ready. You know,
I like the way you said it was already ready.
It was already ready. The banquet was already laid out. It was already ready. All we had to do was accept him as Lord and Savior. That's all the requirements were for the banquet. Just to come to the banquet.
That's
all the requirements was is to accept him as Lord and Savior because it was already laid out.
Mm-hmm.
He accepted him as Lord and Savior. You didn't go to the banquet. You didn't have nothing to worry about. You can come on in. Come on in and feast with him. And so I just want to thank God for that because it's great to be invited in. And then when you accept him as Lord and Savior, man, that's even greater.
Amen.
Ooh, so I just
Jesus.
Give God the glory. He's given us an invitation, inviting in. And like I said, the banquet was already laid out. So here we are, you know, and I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise because it's his word that drew him. Amen?
Amen. But, you know, you and I live in a time where we got to know that we know that we know because when we get ready to travel, few men will come. And that's why God is saying, come and see.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see. Some people don't want to come and see. Some people don't want to come and take a peek. Some people don't want to take a shout. They won't even do it. They want to do what they're doing. But we got to tell that anyway that hold them, you got to let them go. But you know what? Like you said, we're about doing the master's business as Jesus did. We're doing the business.
Amen.
And we're not ashamed. We're not ashamed.
Amen. We're not ashamed.
Amen. Somebody see us, and you and I, Doctor, said, Y'all sons of God, we're going to say, sure is.
Amen. Show praise the Lord.
We're sons of God, and we don't back up, or we ain't giving up. We stand with God. Forget what you got to say.
Amen.
Because the
Amen.
Devil has nothing down for us. Nothing.
Nothing but
to
death
offer
and
us.
Amen.
He's alive from the beginning.
Yes, he is.
He was alive from the beginning.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I will say this to everybody that's listening. I know Dr. Newsom is coming on. Well, I want Dr. Newsom to stay on the radio with us tonight because we wanna do some praying with him when that time comes. But lady come on about 7:30. I think she got about 4 minutes on that. But I want you to know, Doctor, I can never forget what God said to you through what God said to me through you. I've just finished talking to my father. What do you want me to do? I almost dropped the phone. I almost dropped the phone. I said, wait a minute, Lord. He said, that's how I answer. Quick.
Amen.
But that's how God answers.
Amen.
Now, I don't know if somebody hear what I'm saying, understanding, but I was praying. I was at a place where I said, okay, I got to make a quality decision. I made a phone call to this particular sister that I'm talking about, Sister Dolores Megan McLean. When I made the phone call, didn't know I was calling her number. But I told her, I said, lady, you don't know me, and I don't know you. But I need some help. And she said, I just got through talking to the father. What can I do to help you? I almost dropped the phone.
Amen.
That's how fast God has you when you're sincere. When you're sincere about something. Am I right about it?
You're right about it. When you're about his business,
amen.
He out. Amen.
And God answered so fast that then we boom, and at the well on Friday night, I tell folks, y'all need to call in to check in the well. Because we get in the well, we get deep into the well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And you know, the thing about it is, is we are getting our needs met as well. Because
yes.
It's not us that's speaking, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes over we're feasting off of it too. You
amen.
Know, because the Holy Spirit takes over and began to speak. You know, and
yes.
Man, I take he be, when he speaks, I'm telling you, you're attentive, you're listening, you know, because
yes.
It's not me. It's him. And if anybody with any spirit will know that that's not an ordinary person. Amen? So
amen.
I thank God, and I give God all the glory for what he is doing, because what he is doing in this day and time, he's calling true believers, those who have a heart after God. We're not saying we're perfect, but our heart is after God. But the Lord said, David is a man after my own heart. David didn't do anything right, but God was after God.
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen. But you know, you send so much. I got more than a spoonful.
Amen. 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 I thank God for. You know, I thank God for forgiving us of our sins, because we were once like David and others. But God seems fit
yes.
to choose us for this day and time, and it's truly a blessing to work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so I just thank God for that, because I told somebody, I said, look here, I said, people would have thrown David in the fire. They would have locked David up. We would have cast him out. We would have cast him down, because we wouldn't have, man wouldn't have thought he was good enough. But God said, David is a man after my own heart.
Oh.
David repented to God. His heart was after God. And so that's why we cannot cast people down. We can't look at the outer appearance, because that's what people look at. People
mm-hmm.
look at the appearance of us and think, you're not, you can't be that man or woman of God. You ain't nobody. Your name ain't great. No, my name is not, but the word is.
The word is.
The
amen.
The word is. And that's what
the word is.
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus. But our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
Yes.
And you know one thing I will say? I'm going to get to my brother in there. Hold on. Hello, Dr. Newsom. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm
good.
Really blessed. I got a person that's going to come in. Can you give me, and you know, stay on the line with, because I got something I want us to do for you. Stay on the phone with us. I got a lot I got to do for you. A lot I need to tell you.
Glory to God.
And I'm just going to tell people, because I want the devil to be a liar. Open face. I'm going to do it like when I was a boxer. Does it hurt? No, does it hurt? I don't know. Mid-order. Does it hurt? I don't know. Okay. See, but God. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, one of the things I will say, I know people are listening. I'm going to give this lady about 2 more minutes. She ain't calling in. We going to move on. But I want to say this to the audience. And, Doctor, we have been having a time on the radio station. My God, my God.
Yes.
There's a program that come on Friday night. It's called Meet Us at the Well. And, my God, we had the line full. Am I right, Sister Dr. Dolores?
Man, amen. Yes, it was. Praise the Lord.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
And our God is still an awesome God. He's still an awesome God.
Amen.
Amen. But I want everybody out there in Radio Land to understand. I have a brother that I'm believing with. I'm believing with my brother.
Glory to
who
God.
Is my, you are my brother. And
amen.
One of my brothers, right, I want to see all the land that he needs because he wants to build an edifice. But you know what? We need some money. I'll put a number, but we need some money. And I want you to do something diligently. Believe God that God has a way of getting the money to him, whether it be by your hand, but I want you to know. And before it's over, I'm going to let him give you an address so you can send it to, because I want you to get blessed. See, when I started with John Osteen, I had nothing. But he said, can you trust God with what you have? And the first time we was in a building, may I go ahead and finish, my brother?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when I was John Osteen, I was a young man then. He said, we're getting ready to build a church that God's going
to
be glorified.
Glory
I
to God.
Said, and I had the old Baptist song on me. I said, yeah, this man come begging for money already. I heard this Holy Spirit say, you better hear what he's saying. So I sit back, and he said, here's how we're going to do it. He said, we're believing God for $10,000. We can raise $10,000. Somebody's going to give us $1 million. And you know
glory,
what? We raised $10,000, and somebody
glory,
gave $1 million.
Glory
I'm
to God.
I'm telling you, God, dude, I was there.
Hallelujah.
I was there. And the minister over there now is he's at Lakewood Church right now. We call it the Lakewood Church, but Dr. Ira is there. Because God did a great work. And when you want God to do a great work, you got to have some people that will. And so we were just sitting there all of a sudden scratching our heads. And what's a minute? A few of us in there was of color. But he said, here's what I want you to do. He took his time, let it soak, and he said, we want everybody that can for the next 3 months to give $333.33. And you will add, he said, I need me in the stand all over the congregation, about 3,000 that time. A lot of men stood. But you know what? The next Sunday, he said, we got the money, and here's the check that was promised. My faith has dwindled in ever since, because when I say I believe that God's going to do something, he's I'm the liar. God cannot lie. I'm the liar.
He can't lie.
But I'm just going to tell him. Our brother, Dr. Newsom, is a great man of God, and I know God, he has a building. I want to help him in that building. What you going to do? Don't worry, I'm going to do my share. But I want you to know, whatever you can give, I'm not putting a number down, but I want you to know this much. Now, we are not in a big, and we are looking to receive because we got to give. This man can teach Hebrew. Have you ever heard him teach Hebrew? And even he done got me influenced to get into it. Toda. See,
Glory to God.
But I told him I would stand with him. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to stand with him. I'm going to tell you. For the first 3 months in the month of June, July, and August, I'm going to give this to you $300. To the thousand I want to put down there. But I want somebody who can follow behind me across the nation. And we're sending a prayer out there. Well, how are you going to do that? I don't even know what I'm going to do, but I have faith. I have faith to believe it. I know God can do it.
Amen.
God can do everything. And I said, and let me tell you something. Here's what got me. See, I didn't know while I was doing what God wanted me to do. Because I knew how to polish floors. You know, when you go and clean up a building, you can polish the floor. I knew how to do that.
Yeah.
The man said, I understand. Now, here's a man, don't even know, but I don't know. That's why this man coming from. I don't know him. He said, I understand you know how to make a floor look like glass. I said, it's a gift. He said, well, here's a check. Are you ready for me? He said, a check for
$2,000.
Y'all out there, radio man. The man gave me a check for $2,000. Immediately, I deposited $1,000 because that's the kind of God. While we're yet, he will answer. He will answer.
He will. He sure will.
And I know before this year is gone, the man will have what he needs. Somebody, no, we ain't worried about that. I'm telling you what we can do. Not what I heard, what God can do. He said in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, I am God. I'm the one that showed you how to get wealth, money, stuff. Amen. See,
amen.
Wealth and money, stuff, cars and all that. See, why? So that you can bring my covenant to the earth realm. So
that's right.
When God is a man who has ability, who can do what he's doing, are you trying to outrun him? Nope, I want to run with him. That's all I want to do. When I saw Dr. Yin in his Rolls Royce out the shoot, all I want to do is say, honey, you come get a ride. That's all. It don't belong to me. I just want to get a ride. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hope
the Lord saw you there.
I'm here. I'm listening. Because
I watched the John Osteen. John Osteen brought me out of spiritual darkness into the true light.
Glory to God.
He gave me some instructions. He said, if you do this, God, and I'm going to tell you, I saw a man one night when he had that deal at the Coliseum before they tore that old Coliseum downtown. We sat in a meeting, and I've never seen God moving that man like before. I saw people getting up out of wheelchairs, throwing down crutches. I said, good God Almighty, I saw him in the right man.
Amen. Amen.
I want the right man. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. They said, well, you know, he's a black man. He didn't turn up. I said, no, man, y'all don't understand. This man got something I want some more of. He got the Holy Ghost. I want some more of it. I want some more of it.
Yeah.
And I want some money. Amen. And while I was talking, the man was in there getting prayed for, bought a duffel bag back in the back, and said, this is for John Osteen. I put it in the trunk of the car I was driving, and somebody said, that belongs. Why don't you go and split that up? I said, my name is not John Osteen.
Mm-hmm.
No, my name is not John Osteen. That's for John Osteen. Could have been a lot of towels in there, a lot of shoes, but it wasn't my business.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
That's right. That's right.
And I watched God with his, he had three men that believed in him. One was an old man and went to the mountain and prayed all the time. That may go and fast and pray for 30 days. And when he come back, there was an answer to prayer.
Glory
Dr. Demon was one of them. And those three men, they moved, Lord have mercy. But they told me how to overcome the enemy. When people said, well, you know you ain't learning nothing. Why you ain't got no church? The time wasn't now for me to get a church.
That's right.
For me to go out and rake up some more and rake up some more. Because when God don't give me what he want else, it's going to blow the minds of the dogs.
Amen.
So I'm believing
Amen.
God. And so that's why I'm taking this 30 minutes of time of yours so that you can you get mad at me, pray for me. If you still let me pray for me, because I want some people to hear it.
Amen.
I'm going to have a prayer in about 10 minutes from now, and I want Dr. DeLores, because I know, see, Dr. DeLores has a gift.
Amen.
And God's getting ready to explode her.
Amen.
And Dr. DeLores, can I tell him what happened to me?
Amen, tell it.
I mean, yeah, I am. And, Doctor, you know, you've been there with me on the radio station. I said, Lord, for a whole year. I said, Lord, I said, they've been carrying this seed. Oh, she dropped off. I said, oh, she'll come back. I said, but I've been carrying this seed for a whole year.
Yeah.
It's time to give birth.
Glory
but I need
God.
Some
Amen.
Help. I need some help, Lord. And you know what? While I was yet praying and yet believing and yet praying, there was a number that appeared on my phone, cell phone. So I called a number back, and I told her, I said, listen, I don't know what. I've been praying to God. I went to God and said, God, I need some help in what you want to do. Because I don't know how to do all this. But you show me better than what I've been doing. Have I been doing something wrong? God didn't say a word. All of a sudden, the phone came back, ring, ring. I said, hello, can I help you? And I said, well, lady, she said, yeah. I said, lady, I don't know you and you don't know me. Hallelujah, I'm getting happy.
Hallelujah.
I don't know you and you don't know me, she says. I said, but I've been asking God for somebody who will help me to move this radio station to the next. And she said, I just got through talking to God, and I promised God, what can I do for you? Almost dropped the phone in my hand.
Glory to God.
That's God answers your question.
That's God.
When it looks like he's not on time, he's always on time.
He's always on time, Doc.
Always on time. And see, I always tell a lot of preachers in Houston, I want your church. You want my church? That ain't your church. I want everybody to go out there what this man is. Because y'all are not teaching what you're supposed to teach. You're going to teach in the Word of God? Now, if I'm picking, pray for me. Because we can get in the spiritual fight. I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
Amen.
Amen. But Everybody, see, when God has used you and the Lord and all the rest to come on the line with me, all I can say is, here, the lady, let me tell you, slow down, honey. A lady that got on the phone the other night had a powerful word, Sonia. from New Jersey, down here in Houston. Yeah, a lot of issues. And she said she got on the line and said on the deal and said she found my name and said, God says he's a man of God. And she called me. She said, I'm looking for a man of God. I said, I am him. And I began to pray for her. And then God said to me, don't leave her until you release her to where she's going. To leave from Texarkana during that whole 3 to 4 days, I stayed in prayer. I only got winks, but I prayed her all the way in. And when she got in the house, I heard God say, you can release it now. That's what God does. So we carry something for the master. But when the master said, release it, let it go. Yeah. Let it go. And God took over. And now look at her. She's already back in Texarkana. Her grandmother, her aunt is 94 years old. They come down to give her a shout of hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when we get to be 94 years old, we got another 26 more years to make it, but we'll make it. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Because he promised 120. And
that's
I just
right.
thought, I said, you know what? Amen.
Genesis 6:3.
Amen. Dr. Dolores, I yield my intention, my heart desire to this man. I pray. I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will pray for him for the things he won't done. And God will do it this year, not next year, this year. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you right now, dear Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord God. We want to say thank you, Lord. We don't say it enough, but we want to say thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We just want to thank you for all that you have done, dear Lord God, because what you're about to do is greater than what you've done.
Yes.
Lord, we want to thank you for what you do. Dr. Hunter, Dr. Newsom, dear Lord God, you know what he needs, Father. Lord, and I believe tonight, we believe in unity together, dear Lord God, that you're going to meet his every need concerning your will, dear Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you right now because people are going to be taught the truth, dear Lord God, in your house. Hallelujah. Something that is not yet done this day, dear Lord God, only a few, Father, and we thank you for the few faithful, Father. And, Lord, we give you all the glory right now, dear Lord God, and we thank you, dear Lord God, for Dr. Hannah, Dr. Newsom, dear Lord God, and we ask you to increase him, Lord Jesus. Increase him in all that you have him to do in this earth, dear Lord God. And Lord, all we say is thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Amen. And then, Father, I just add my prayer into it. I know that all things work together. I believe that we believe that this year, we all shall stand there and see what we've been praying for. And, Father, if it comes entirely in my hands, I'll put it all in because it's you. I will do what you call me to do, not what I desire to do, but what you said. Because it's through your worker who was here years ago, showed me when you trust in God, you can have all that you need. I watched God. I saw the man give away brand new car and Mercedes and Cadillacs and trucks that people gave me. He said, I don't need this, I'm giving it away. But I learned what it means, the spirit of giving. The more you give, the more God gives you to get. And I believe that God can do it in this hour.
Yes.
Because we're living in a crucial time, a time where we need the fivefold ministry to be together. The fivefold ministry. We need to stand together. Because the apostles and the prophets are the ones that the Bible speaks more of. Because they're the ones who treat like they're mud. They're treated like they're nothing. Because we have to live the life Jesus lived. And we want to thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you. Thank
I want to thank you for my meeting him the years that I have, for the relationship that we have. And I planted my seed. And
thank
I know
you.
You're going to do Chande Sikirioko. Lambiko Rioro. I know you're going to do it right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know you're going to do it. You're going to bless Dr. McClendon. You're going to bless her with a heart desire.
In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Thank you for his wife. Thank you for his children. Pray you will keep your hands upon them. You will raise them to a level, and they will see, my daddy knows God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. His wife will walk with him. She will walk suspectively to him. She will submit to him. He will submit to her. And they will walk hand in hand as one in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I pray this day, Father, that the land is now being released to him. The money is being released. And we know that you got the angels. Oh, yes. That are, the money's on the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We ask it for everything, but we know the money's on the way.
It's on the way.
But I know when you come, you can do it quick.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we can raise up a nation at this hour, this time, this position we're in right now. And I pray that we will take an understanding. We're not afraid of nothing. Storms will rise, but we know how to ride over them. Problem will come, but we know how to cast them down. Thoughts, we know how to pull them down. We know what you know, Father, because you've shown us through Yeshua HaMashiach. You've shown us to walk by faith and by sight.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
And I want to bless your night, Father. Bless your own self. You got you're just so good. Bless your own self.
Bless you.
And as an old man said, you don't need that gold in heaven. We need on the eighth rim. Show us how to take that gold and put it for the use, Father. You
Hallelujah.
And I want to thank you for the love job we have with our brother, and for the things you're doing right now in your name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Doctor.
I'm going to give you the next 8 minutes to say something to the people.
Who, me, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Some word?
Sir?
You want me to teach as much word as again in 8 minutes? You want me to do it?
Yeah, in 8 minutes, because I got somebody else coming on that's going to meet you, and we're going to believe again.
Glory to God.
Prayer, and we're going to watch the devil be a liar.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Joel chapter 2, verse 25 says, the scripture says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Yahweh says he will restore. God will restore. That Hebrew word restore is shalom. Shalom. And it means to make over. It means to restore anything that's been lost or stolen. It means to make good. You know how the women go and get a makeover. It means to make over. God will make over. It means to make up for something that's been unwelcome, unpleasant, by causing the opposite force or effect. If the devil has stolen something for you, for God to restore, he said he's going to cause the opposite effect. That means he's going to give back to you. God will restore. Yahweh is a God of restoration. He comes to restore. He comes to replenish. He comes to revive. He comes to reconstruct. God is the God of shalom. Shalom.
Hello?
Shalom. That word means in the Hebrew to restore. It means to restore. God says, I'm going to restore the years. Good God Almighty. The years that the locusts have eaten. The years. God is so awesome. You know what I've heard people say over the years? Oh, you know what? That's one thing that can't be replaced. It's time. It's time. Well, I beg to differ. It's right here in Joel chapter 2, verse 25. God says that he will restore the years. The years
yes.
that the locusts have eaten. The years. That word years in the Hebrew is shana. 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 That's what that word years is in the Hebrew. And God says, I will restore unto you shana, the years. And that word in the Hebrew, it means seasons. Seasons. So God is saying, I will restore unto you the seasons that you thought you missed, that you thought the devil destroyed, that you thought you messed up because of some bad mistakes and bad choices. Yeah, you might have made some bad choices. Yeah, you might have messed up a marriage. Yeah, you might have messed up some relationships. But God says in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, that he's able to restore the years. Shana, the time that we thought we have lost. I've heard people say, man, I wish I would have got born again years ago. I wasted a lot of time. Well, no, you haven't wasted anything when you come to God. He says that he's able to restore the years. You know what, Dr.
Indeed.
Hunter, I remember a king in the Bible called King Hezekiah.
Yes.
King Hezekiah was getting ready to die, and God sent a word through the prophet to say, King Hezekiah, get your house in order, because you're getting ready to get taken up out of here. You're getting ready to die.
Oh.
Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he began to pray. And, man, God told the prophet, you go tell Hezekiah that I'm giving him 15 more years. Don't tell me that God is not able to restore time, seasons, the years. If he's able to add years, I mean, God is so awesome. Is there anything too hard for God?
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for God. People got to stop saying, I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. I don't say that anymore. I say time is on my side. And the reason I say time is on my side is because God is on my side. And the Bible says that God, all the seasons and all the times are in his hands.
Amen.
If they're in his hands, that means he can do what he wants to do with them. He can restore the years. All the seasons that we thought we messed up, God is able to restore them to us. He's able to cause the opposite effect of what we lost. He's able to cause the opposite effect. He's able to bring them back. He's able to give them back to us. We haven't missed anything that God can't bring back to us. He will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. God is a God of restoration. That word shalom, it means to restore, it means to compensate for injury, to compensate for injury. God will pay you back for all the shame and for all the injury that you've suffered in life. I remember I said, well, God, since you said that you're restoring to me the years, the seasons that seem like I lost forever, you mean to tell me when I was strung out on dope for about 8 or 9 years, all those years I wasted, you mean to tell me that you'll give them back to me? Good God Almighty. God will make up for the time that we lost and messed up. He's able. He gave Hezekiah 15 more years. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. All we've got to do is keep our focus on him. Keep our focus on him and walk by faith and not by sight. Ask him for what we want. Confess in agreement with the word of God. Act like the word of God is so. Believe we receive. Glory to God. Walk in expectation that God's going to do something good this day for me. God's going to do something good for me. See, we don't walk by your feelings, but we walk by faith and not by sight. I tell you, Dr. Hunter, God is a God of restoration. And God is so bad. He's so bad. Not only can he restore your money, not only can he restore your health and bring you up out of that sick bed, he can restore years to your life. Good God Almighty. What kind of God is this? God is so bad, he can flex his muscles and say, hey, I'm going to restore some years to their life. And that's the message God wanted me to share with you in those few minutes. God will restore. Get your head up. Get your head up. There's someone out there with their head down. Get your head up. Take the limit off. Take the limit off. He can restore your money. He can restore your honey. He can restore your health. And he can restore years.
Amen.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Just out of instantly put the word. That's what God has for all of us to do. But we here parading our brother with love and kindness, and the devil said, well, you know how you're going to do that? No, it's a done deal. See, I believe in done deals. Everybody says a done deal.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Now, how's it going to be done? Time is not on my side. It's on God's side. Time is on God's side.
He controls the times and the seasons.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. And God will do what he's going to do. And you know, another thing I want to make known, Doctor, because of what I prayed for you, I'm asking you to be on the board of directors with KESK Media.
Oh, glory. I accept in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I accept.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I accept, and God bless you, and thank you, Doctor. I accept. Amen. I believe in what you're doing. I know what you're doing is of Yahweh. I know it is.
Yeah. Yes, well, that's why the Lord has put us together. Now, I've studied you through the time, and the Lord said, no, you just do what I ask you to do. So I was saying, well, I need to make him the president. He said, no, just make him a board member. He can do more at the board level than anywhere else.
Glory
and
to
I
God.
Said, he said, have you been watching? I said, yes. I said, he keeps calmness. he got a good look. He's thanking God, and when he's through with his business, you can't find him. He's gone. And that's what God wants us to be.
Amen.
Look for him, and he's gone. But, you know, I want to pray for everybody that God has chosen and has chosen already. Mm-hmm. And by the lady, Dr. Dolores.
Yes.
Dr. Dolores, the Lord had me to make her the vice president.
Glory
and
to God.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And she has a lot that she has to, she's going to get us into the newspapers, brother.
Oh, glory to God. Amen.
She's going to get us into the newspapers everywhere around because everybody going to hear what God is doing in us and through us. And we're gonna do what God said do.
Dr. Hunter, I remember that time God had you on TBN. I watched you.
Yeah.
I watched you too on TBN.
glory to God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Let's see what we got now. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Who is this, Brenda?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're waiting on you now. Come on, you got to get in the fire. You got to get in this fire. And I'm going to tell you what we're all doing right now. We're
all
lifting
right.
up our
praise
brother.
The Lord.
Amen. I want you.
Right.
Amen. What we have been doing is that we've been asking everybody that God has laid on our heart. We want us to believe God. We've been praying for our brother. God has put a building in his heart. But I've already done an investigatory work, what it's going to cost. But I know what God can do.
And I was telling everybody about what God did for me when I was with John Osteen. And that's how I learned the real gospel. I learned the gospel, but when I learned the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And those old, I won't say it again because somebody out there maybe listen. I was a young man at John Osteen. I've got my children, young children. I see them back when I was young, my wife and I, who was handsome and ever debonair, and she was wow. But amen, praise God. Anyway, Pastor Osteen said, I want y'all to believe with me. He said, because God wants us to have a new building. And we had about 3,000 people that day. And, you know, that day, in the early 70s, there weren't too many black folks at white churches. But we understood something that God was doing. But I'm trying to catch on to it. I'm over there, and I said, well, okay, let me hear what he's going to say. John Osteen said, I want everyone, every man that can believe, we need $1,000. I said, oh, Lord, I ain't got no $1,000. What is man doing? I said, here this man come talking like them Baptists. He said, well, I'm going to tell you how God want it done. He said, I want you to believe God for the first month, $333, and I didn't know that was a faith factor, what started my life to move forward. And I said, okay. I wrote a check for $330. And I had to fight my wife, but my wife didn't want me to get up. She was pulling on my coat, and I'm trying to let my coat slip off. I'm just having me some hallelujah fun. But anyway, when I did what God said, he said, in doing that, and while I was yet talking in the church in there, some man walked up to me and said, sir? I said, yes, sir. See, I didn't know who told this man how to polish floors. I knew how to make a floor look like it's glass. He said, I understand you know how to make a floor look like glass. So I said, yes, sir. He wrote me a check for $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
So I said, okay. I took that check and said, take this one. And I watched God do what he said he's going to do. I said, this is the kind of God. See, God is not going to come when you want to come, but because I did. And then as I was there watching it, one day by me at the city, helping to get all the land needed for that church over there, I'm going to tell a story. I said, Pastor, I said, we finna build a new church. From the 10,000, which was in 3,000, he's going to build a bigger one next door. And I said, I was in a vision with God last night, and God told me to tell you finna build a bigger church. Now listen at this. And he says, come in, Brother Hunter. All his three men he trusted in there. He said, this what God showed you? I said, that's exactly what God showed me. This I told you out there. Wow. And you know what? I watched. In 6 months, $64 million came in.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Whoa. Glory to God.
I was there. I got the proof. I was there. Why didn't you stay with those things, God? Didn't tell me to stay with the son. He said, let the son go. We pray for him. Because I finished my task. See, when God gives you a task, do it and move on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, I can go back there. I can go right there any Sunday, any time, and send a word. Tell John Osteen, Brother Will Hunter want to see Mama. And you know what? He said, take him back where Mama is. Somebody said, you bragging? No, I'm not. I'm telling you, stay in good standing. Stay in good standing.
Yeah.
Stay in good. Pray. Believe God. Do I still love Osteen? I sure do. But can he hear me? No. All I can live on what he told me and reason, I can glance over. But I want you to know tonight. I want you to know tonight, ain't no broke folk going to be on this radio station. We're not broke. We're rich.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I told somebody I had something going to buy me a Rolls Royce. Is he finna buy what? I said, yep. When? I said, well, it's going to come. When it's going to come? When it comes?
When it comes.
I don't know what it is. It'll be here. Just
it'll
like
be
that
here.
Man
it'll
gave
be here
me just like that man gave me that 500 SCL Mercedes Benz. He said,
that was beautiful. That was beautiful, too.
And it blessed me. I said, but, sir, he said, get this out of my present because my wife and went crazy. When he gave that car to me, when I looked up and what he did, he had went and bought his wife a brand-new Rolls Royce. I said, God, you're still working with me. You're still working with me.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm telling you, this radio station is a fact of what God
yes.
has done for us.
Yes, glory to God.
I'm not telling people to be a show, Brenda, but I know you got a lot to say. I'm going to give you the time you need. You got 20 minutes left to talk to us. But I want you to know, we're going to pray. Because
well,
God can
actually,
do it. I'm going to say like the lady said the other night. I'm going to say it like Kevin said. That's where I got it from.
Uh-huh.
And I know it. But Kevin said, and him said, he said, it's that word from the Lord.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I am excited just to hear the powerful, powerful, powerful testimony of what God can do.
And yes,
if anybody don't believe now, they should believe.
Amen.
If anybody doubted that we serve an awesome God, they ought to know now he's real.
That's right.
And all people that has ears that he hear with, eyes that he see with, feet that he walk with, but not in the manner, if you look at him in the physical, you'll miss God because he's not in the physical. He's in the spiritual. And so you must see him spiritually as that capable God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you could or think. And that he did say in Psalm 30 that he will give you the desires of your heart. Come on, Rolls Royce or Bentley or whatever it is. Because it's in
and
your heart.
And a new airplane,
so
a new airplane.
It's tough. It's tough. You just got to have the faith.
Amen.
You believe that you walk by faith. And so if that's what you desire, hello, God, what color you want it in, you know? And
yeah,
so
I want
Dr. Hannah, you kind of like introduced me with that because it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel. And this means that you are blessed and you are fortunate that you walk with wise counsel. So many of us stumble and fall today because we do not seek wise counsel.
We seek
our buddies, our friends, our homies, and trust me, even our family members. But they're not always wise counsel. God wants you to look with the spiritual eye and be able to see what is wise counsel. And like I said, so you're blessed, Dr. Hunter, that your pastor calls Pastor Osteen because he showed you a greater faith walk. You might have had one, but he showed you a greater one. He took you to another level. And so that was being with wise counsel because a lot of pastors, preachers, whomever, they like to take their knowledge, their intellect, and they like to parade it on people. But what is done behind the scenes is going to be manifested before people's eyes. And so you don't have to boast. You just need to know that I serve a God that is able to do anything that I ask, and Lord, I just need to be in your divine will. Let me ask those things according to your word. Don't let me ask according to myself and my selfish needs, God, but help me to put others before myself. And then, God, I am so grateful that you said that if I stand with your word, that you will plant me by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season and its leaf also should not wither. This lets me know that God is a sustainer. You know, he put everything there that I need. I will not thirst. I will not be hungry. My tree is going to be green, and my roots are going to run deep, but they're going to run deep in the Lord because he is the one that supplies all of our needs. And I used to look at that scripture, and it says, the ungodly nor stand in the way of the sinners nor sit in the seat of the scornful. And I say it went from standing and sitting and just being in an unlawful way with your companionship. And so it's not funny, but it's funny. No, let me take that back again. It is nobody but God that can explain it this way. Start out walking with someone. And the Bible says in the New Testament, how can you walk together unless you agree? So here it is. We're walking with our buddies, and we think that they are wise counsel, but they're foolish because they have said in their heart, there is no God. And so it starts out that you're walking with them, and then all of a sudden they stand them together, which means that now they're really conversing. They are exchanging ideas back and forth. And so they are coming into agreement amongst themselves. So first they start off walking, then next they're standing, and lo and behold, when they sit down and cross their knees and drink their coffee, they're in total agreement to ungodly principles. And we want to abstain from that because it says that ungodliness just leads to more ungodliness. And so we need to be careful, careful, careful who we associate with. Does it mean that we don't try to reach the lost or reach those that do not look like us or that are dirty and sleeping on the street? Absolutely not. We are to go in and witness to them no matter where they are. And sometimes your witness can just be, and I'm not totally against all of the people that are standing out there begging and asking for this, but I do believe that God will let you know when someone is genuine and someone that you need to help. I remember experience that I had. Somebody approached me at my car, and you know how paranoid you get when somebody, you know, come up to your car and they, you know, excuse me, you know, and they said they wanted some money or whatever, and I said, no, I don't have any. I was kind of rough. I'm admitting I was rough, and then the Lord had to smack me upside the head, and he said, you don't know if they're hungry. Go offer them some food. And so I went back to the people. I said, excuse me, I will not give you money, but I will buy you something to eat. And they were excited about getting something to eat. So I went in and I let them get a meal. It was two of them. And when I got up to pay for it, the man at the register said, I'm not going to charge you because I saw what you did. They're around here all the time. And you took me and was buying some food. That was nobody but God. And I am glad that when I hear his voice, I will listen to him. And they really were hungry. And so I'm reminded that Peter said, such as I have, I give up to you. Take up your bed. And so that's what God wants us to do. Take up our bed and not hold it to ourselves, but take up our bed and go help somebody else. Give them a bed. Give them a coat. Give them a blanket or whatever. You know, God, ministry is meeting the needs of those that are around you. The rich man doesn't need any more money. He doesn't need an extra blanket. So stop doing stuff for show and do things for God. And so if I have anything else to say today, I would just say be encouraged in the Lord. Watch the company that you keep, and as Joshua said, let it be said of you, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And today, amen. I am
Amen.
Excited about it. I love the Lord. I love him with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. And I had a pastor that was going to be on here with us, and I wanted him to testify about what God has done for him.
Amen.
He's been in a conference many, many times, and God saved him and brought him out from life sentences and things. And so you can't tell me what God can't do. And so that's the coincidence with you, Dr. God is doing miraculous things today for those, for the people of faith, not for the people that are just going to and fro in their own strength, but for the people of faith, God is moving mountains, just like
Amen.
He said he would. And I thank God for the opportunity that we can reach worldwide just by dialing the phone number. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Before
Amen.
We get to what is the morning call, and it was the telephone, I tell you, this mass media communication,
yes.
we can touch more lives, you know,
yes.
with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can touch it now.
Amen.
And if people don't want to sit down, they got the radio, they empires, they can MP3 players or whatever, they can listen to us 24/7 if they wanted to.
Yes.
Without a doubt, the word is there. And I thank God for this opportunity. Let's just ask and know those scriptures. And God bless you. And I hope I took 20 minutes.
Amen. But I want to say this. Because we still got plenty of time, but I try to keep everybody in the same socket so they can do what they do. But I want you to remember this. I'm asking you to give a prayer for our beloved brother, Dr. Apostle Newsom. Would you pray for him that God will give him all the desires of his heart? And before this year's turn, you will build it. Amen.
Amen. Of course, Heavenly Father, we come to Is it on me?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. I come before you lifting up your holy and your righteous name. God, I just say thank you today. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for things being as well as they are. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ on the line, God. I just praise you, God. And before I ask you for anything for Dr. Newsom, God, I'm going to come confessing and repenting of any sin and every sin that I might have done that was displeasing in your eyesight. God, I ask that you restore me according to your word, and I thank you, Lord. So now, God, I come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy, and I lift up Dr. Newsom, Lord. God, I wasn't on the line to know what his request is, but, God, I know that you are a request answerer, God. So, God, I put his petition before you right now, God, asking that you will meet every need, God, and that you will meet it overly and abundantly, Lord, so that he would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have opened doors that people have closed, that you've opened windows, God, and that you pour him out that blessing that he will receive, God, and it will be in abundance, Lord, that he will have so much overflow, God. I thank you right now for Dr. Newsom, God. I thank you for Dr. Hunter. I thank you for the other parties that are on the line, God. Thank you how you're going to renew our strength, God, and that we're going to mount up, Lord. We're going to take control and charge of everything, Lord. We're going to take back what the enemy has stolen from us, Lord. And, God, we realize that it's seasonal, Lord. So, God, I want Dr. Newsom to be in his season, Lord, that you would give him the harvest, Lord, and that he would see the fruits of his labor and that his planting was not in vain. God, I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing for Dr. Hunter, Lord, how you're opening doors for him, Lord. I thank you, God, that the prayers of the righteous do avail us much, Lord. And so I'm thanking you in advance, Lord. I am just praising you for the awesome things that you're going to do in Dr. Newsom's life, Dr. Hunter's life, the other parties on the phone.
You.
And, God, even me, God, even me, God, as you rain on them, Lord, rain on me, Lord, that I would be that faithful servant that you're calling me to be. Help us all to walk upright, to think upright, to be upright, God. And I thank you, Lord. And help us on our mission field, Lord, that we would do what you would have us to do and that we would not get swayed to the left or to the right, Lord, that we would stay focused on knowing nobody but you. Keep our eyes on the cross. Keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. And, God, I just thank you right now. I thank you for the opportunity of prayer. And by faith, God, I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I know what God has done is doing. But also, I would say this to the body of Christ. What I had, I came from zero. But I have trusted God. I believe God.
Amen.
And a lot of people say, well, won't you ask God to hear you? I said, according to 2 Peter 2:24, I am healed.
Yes, that's right.
I am healed. My body's stubborn. But it will come in line.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, here's a man, and I got the proof. On a Friday, get ready to go to Hempstead, got some things. My spirit man was not right. I called Dr. DeLois, and DeLois, and she said, well, Brother Hunter, we just received word from Sister Wolf that a person in her house dead. She just laying there. Her body is cold, no pulse. And I said, get everybody out of the room. And we began to pray. And the next day, the woman sitting up, I said, Dr. Lewis, come on, tell us what it is. See, this all ain't about me.
Glory.
Yeah. It ain't about Hunter. It's about us. It's us. And all I can say is, I love what the love of Jesus Christ, what God is doing for her. And the lady is still living. Somebody said, how long? I don't know how long, God, but she's living. It's a living testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Why don't y'all put it on the television? God ain't told us to put it on television.
Mm-hmm.
You do what God said, do you be all right? See, God
right.
will let it. The enemy's waiting to trap you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But God is like an old man, the old preacher. I used to love that man. He lived in Third Ward. But when that old man will set up and teach and make your hair set on your head, he teach with power. And he said, sometimes God don't want you to get ahead of him because you should mess up everything. I said, how is that so? He said, well, it's like the man. You see the big parade going? I said, he said, there's a person who's sitting high and orchestrating that parade. He said, told that person to stop over there. He said, I said, why? He said, because there's a railroad track there. And he see one's about 200 feet away, so stop the traffic. What if he didn't stop the traffic? He said, that's how God does. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna just be honest with you. I can't deal with broke folk. Your attitude's got to be broke. Your attitude's got to be broken.
Yeah.
Your faith has got to be believing God. I'm telling you what I heard, what I know, and I watch God. I know God's gonna do something. See, God's gonna take us. God's gonna give Houston to the righteous.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He gives us all of, and I done said the word, all these supposed to be fivefold ministers, they ain't doing nothing but playing with God. God's going to set them aside. And to us who are right, God is not going to hurt them, but he wants them to see what God said. These have labored. These have waited.
Yeah.
And if you know what Jesus said to John, he said, John, lovest thou me more than these?
Oh, God.
He was testing him. He tested him. He said, Lord, you know I love you. In other words, why is he going to ask me that amidst everybody? He know I love him. He said, Peter, say I was. Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know that I love you. He'd come again. Yeah. Somebody said, why is he saying that? Why is he asking me that? He asked him a third time. Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
feed my sheep.
Yeah.
That's all God wants to do is feed.
That's right.
That's all he wants
right.
us to do, feed.
Yeah.
We read the book where he said he went and preached the gospel to Abraham. I said, wow. When I dug deep into the scripture, God said, he preached the gospel to Abraham.
Yeah.
First, the gospel to
yeah.
Abraham before Jesus Christ even came on the scene. I said, good God Almighty. But as you read on through that in Hebrews, it says that the seed of Abraham
yeah.
is the seed of Christ.
Glory
I said,
to God.
My God. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Glory to God.
Our God. And he said, he's the father of many nations. Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations.
That's right. That's right.
So who going to tell me I'm not a Jew? As the Lord said in the country, yes, I used to. I used a Jew. Oh, Jesus. Yes, I used to. I killed a Jew.
Oh, glory to God.
See, but I'm having rejoice because I know what
glory
God is.
To God.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this. You're talking to a man that's walking by nothing but faith.
Amen.
When God let me get over there for a lady and I watch God do some thing with that old man 108 years old, good
yeah.
God Almighty.
Sure it is. Glory to God.
He was there and God allowed me to walk with that old man.
I saw
that old man
saw
said to me, he said, you've been asking God for this, and now it's time to receive it. I don't even know what he lays hands on me. All I know is number fire around me. That's all I remember.
I saw you on TV with him.
Sir?
I saw you on TV with him.
I know it. And when that old man began to pray and lay hands on folks on the camera was falling out. Falling out.
Glory
I said, I want some more of this. I want some more of this. Amen. I mean, they don't play game with me. I want some more. And you know what,
Amen.
I was reading Smith Wigglesworth's book, and it hit me to my heart of understanding. God said, if you decide to be like me, if you decide to be like me, you're going to have to be able to bear and to forbear. I said, what are those words? I looked it up. You got to be able to suffer when it don't look like it's, when a person needs healing. He said, all you have, you got to give it to God.
All right.
All you have, you got to give it to God. And I said, Lord, I've given it to you. And I heard the Spirit say, no, you haven't. I said, Lord, I give it to you. I give it to you. And you know, the sister that come from all the way from Georgia, folks said this woman was crazy, but she obeyed God.
Yeah.
She came to my house and spoke a word in what God was getting ready to do.
Mm.
And look what God is doing. She said, God said, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. You know what she said? You've been lied to. See, somebody said, well, you're going to die. God said, you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm still living.
Amen.
So
Amen.
A new life. Amen. And so
Amen.
I'm just telling y'all with love. I'm telling you what God's going to do. If we stay together, if we flock in together, we run together, we'll do what God has said. And Dr. Newsom, I want you to also, Brenda?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Brenda? Okay,
yes,
well,
sir.
Dr. Newsom is a board member. He's a board member of KESK Radio Station. But also, Dr. Newsom, God had me to point up because the position she's in, and you heard her say tonight, she had a man, she's been working with the prisoners, so she's over the prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But that's what God wants, workers. I'm not looking for, well, I did this. Or, no, no, no. You tell the folks about it. And I want to tell you this because I don't care about the devil knowing we've whooped already. He's whooped already. God's going to give us the radio. We got the radio. Going to give us the television. Going to give us streamline, all this stuff. We got the radio. We got the And when you see what God has done for the KESK radio media, and that is so that when you come on, it's not about me. It's about what God is doing through you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I mean, get that. This is a royalness. It's going to be so timely. We're going to be on Upstream, YouTube, you name it, because God done promised me if I stay faithful.
Yes.
He said it will come to pass.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
And you, it's going to come to pass.
It's going to come to pass.
And the more I study with Kenneth Copeland, the more I get revelation from God.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Powerful man.
Amen. See, but here God has left some, he left some back to show us. You got young people today don't want to hear what we got to say, they say, but I want to tell a preacher, I say, you know what, you're getting too fast going out to be a pastor. Because you ain't first got your first whooping yet. The devil ain't jumped on you yet. Wait till he jump on you. wait till he jump on you. When he jump on you, if you don't know Jesus, he's going to let you know. I know when my sister was down in Houston doing whoredom, she was a whore. In third ward, I went over to get my sister and bring her home. Three men laid me on the back for 1969 Pontiac car that I owned. They had a shotgun, a 38, and a 22. Said, we're going to kill this man. I said, you can't kill a dead man. And that's when I learned what it really is, the Holy Ghost. Then men broke out one and said, oh, he's crazy. See, can you believe? Yes, I believe.
Yes.
God can do anything.
Yes, amen.
Now, here God, I've said again, it's hard to get the men to get involved, but the women were there for Jesus.
Yes.
They were there. But see, if you read the scripture, behind the scripture, you'll see where the women were there. They are the ones. In the book of Romans, they are the ones in the book of Galatians. They are the ones all through the scripture. They were there.
That's right. That's
but
right.
They played an important part.
That's
and I
right.
always say this. I don't have but one woman. That's my wife that I love. But there are many women that can help me to get what gets to be done. They have nothing to offer me because I have nothing to offer them. But love.
All right. Amen.
And I'm a, my wife, I'm a jealous man. I'm a jealous man. Amen, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Don't. All right, Lord, I'm going to stumble.
Come on, Doc. Come on.
I'm going to stumble, Lord. I'm my wife. Get me so upset and so I just go sit down somewhere and cool off. I said, I need to take this woman. The Lord said, you really can't touch her. But I want to let me into a secret I've discovered. When you mess with a woman that knows God, you're in trouble. When you read those, there was a man who kept doing this to this woman. In the Old Testament, she went and she prayed to God. And picked up a 2,000-pound a piece of rock that rolled for the, and threw it on the top of his head. Now, you tell me God wasn't in there with an angel?
My goodness.
Don't mess with a woman that know God. If you know a woman that know God, best thing to say, I love you, sister, and keep moving on.
Yeah,
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
When God woke up to Sarah, she was grinning. God said, why are you grinning?
I'm not good with you all. Yes, you are. See, God knows it.
Yeah. My. But I want you to know, we spend time with the Lord, and I want to just close it out with a prayer and thank God. I'm going to turn on Kenneth Hagin, let him play. But I want to thank you. We all going to touch and agree that God's going to give the money, not into the hands of Dr. Newsom, but into the hands of the believer to build that building. It's going to be 200 by 100. It's going to sit at least 2,000 people in there.
Yes.
And we're going to believe God.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
And all the money, not only him for whatever you need, but Brenda need.
Yes.
What the rest of them need.
Yes.
And we're going to believe God because God say, God knows. He says, I'm the God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God say what he said. He said, he told Jesus to teach us that when you pray, believe. If thou can believe,
all things
are
possible. Yes.
And I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Amen. I believe.
It's done.
And I know it's going to come to happen.
It's done.
Now, there was a lady that was who was on my radio station, also Sandra Sheila Blaylock. You remember her brother?
Yes, I do. I sure do.
She called me today. She said, Brother Hunter, she must have been praying. She told me today, she said, I've been praying. But you said, God's going to bless me. God gave her a job. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this, Billy? Mm-hmm. God gave her a job that pays $2,000 a week.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what God is doing.
It takes money. I said a lot of people don't understand. It takes money to have ministry.
That's right.
He called them walk. He didn't like to take things because he didn't want people to say that he took this and he took that. But ministry cost. Don't say it didn't cost nothing on all those journeys that he was walking, those ships he got on and everything like that. It costs for ministry, and especially in the day and time that we live today.
Absolutely.
All things are possible, yes, but God gives us the intelligence to give wealth and to take from those that are unworthy and put it to good cause. And this is why, and I'm going to get out the way, but this is why I'm
no,
like,
you're, no, you're in the way. You're in the way. You're in the way. Don't say that. You're not in the way.
That's right.
Okay, well, let me just say this here. I have no problem whatsoever with tithes and offerings. People want to say a lot of times, oh, they're doing this, they're driving this, they're whatever. That is not my concern. I sow my seed for the kingdom building. If that person does not do what they're supposed to, that weight is on him, not me. Because I'm going to be in line with what God said. Pay your tithes and pay your offering. A lot of people say they don't teach tithes. They teach the New Testament. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, running again, over shall taken in your bosom. But it's not about that. It is about the cheerful giver, and it's about obeying God.
Everything in the
book is for us, from Genesis to Revelation. I don't care what time we're living in, Genesis to Revelation has never changed. We're living according to the word of God. We don't live according to what man say. Man say, disregard the Old Testament. We're under the new covenant. Yes, all of that.
Oh, no.
But it was God in the beginning. It is God in the middle. It is God in the end. It's just the different phases of manifestation that he had to present himself to us unbelieving, sinful people. But it's still God. And God is one. One with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit. They are one. God says, let us. Who is the us? It is God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. They were right there. And so we just need to do what the Bible says. And in Isaiah, it says that he will give them holes in their pockets. They wouldn't be able to have or handle anything. So what God has for me, what God has for you, what God has, it is for me. Can't nobody take that from me. God
no.
has a purpose for all of us. When he created us before the foundation, God knew who was going to be our mothers, who was going to be our grandparents. He knew all of that. How could he know that? Because he's an all-knowing God. And so if somebody is not handling his word correctly, God's going to deal with them. We don't have to deal with them. God's going to deal with them. And if they
gonna do
don't
well,
try to
get
it right,
gonna deal with them.
But go ahead with Kenny Copeland. You know, I just thought about that. You know, it's
that's
ours.
All right.
But we have to sow, and ministry does cost. That's all. Ministry costs.
Yes,
it
costs. But I'll say this to you. It costs God. And I say with this radio station, it don't belong to me, Lord. I'm just an overseer.
Yes.
But you send the monies, and when God sends the money, I pay the bills and get other things done. And that's what it's all about. We're getting ready to do a big explosion in Houston.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all what God has shown me.
Amen.
And when you get with some Jews that truly do believe, I told one of us, I'm going to do what they said. I'm putting my hand in your pocket. I ain't putting my finger. I'm putting my hand in your pocket. So no matter why you do that, because I got my hand in his pocket, he can't get away from me. And God, see, God knows. God is nothing but love.
Yes.
He wants us to stand up and tell the devil, you lost this game, brother. You lost this game.
Yes.
Yeah. He lost it. Pastor Osteen is in heaven with shouting. But I know the testimony today. And I said, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
But my beloved, I want you to remember these words. We walk by faith.
Yes.
And
yes,
not
Lord.
By sight.
Yes.
You can believe everything without seeing. See, I believe that I'm going to have me the desires of my heart.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
Because I call it in. See, but it takes God to get you into a certain mold. And when God gets you ready, he blows that dust and says, all right, you ready to go. Go take one and get going. But all God wants us to do collectively, there's more gold in this earth that we need, more oil, more everything we need. But I'm not going to beg God. I'm going to obey God.
Yes.
God don't have beggars.
Yes.
He said, I make you the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Well, who's going to fight me? Father, I want to thank you this night for a great night we've had in your word.
Thank you.
And Father, we placed all we have in you.
Yes, thank you.
Everything today, I've depended on you, not trusting you.
Yes.
I want to thank you for I want to thank you for all the person that we called our names and Father,
thank you.
We don't even know. We don't even know, but we believe right now.
Yes.
And we know that you're going to do what you're going to say you're going to do, and we just believe it.
Yes.
And Father, we believe in the next 3 months, by the faith we have, you're going to raise that. Because you got somebody that's going to come at the last minute.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
You're a great God.
Yes,
you're a believer, God. I believe you. I know you're going to do it because you've done it for me.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do it for us tonight in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Remember my words. I love you.
I love you.
And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Until
Amen.
Next time, God bless you. God keep you. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I'm just going to put this on here. Praise the Lord.
Love you, Lord. No God like you, the only God. And Father,
right.
I pray that you would just keep me in the perfect mind, perfect understanding what you would have me to do. Good night. God bless you. Do what you
bless
do,
you.
Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your holy name.
Thank
love
you, Lord.
You, Father. Amen.
I am reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the Word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said. So it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy deeds, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light bring forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. On the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a sure emblem triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thy trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus strictly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. insomuch that the multitude wondered. And when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish him in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing but it, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came of the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and behold of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephrathah, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and walleth foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it is cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th 31st and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. Then Luke, the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. And he came down with them and stood in the plain. And the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, I made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day, the 9th month, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord worked with them, and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Amos, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Amos, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, imposing in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him at all in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and go up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, that he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day he shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name shall be cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, in my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw him, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name. Now notice that. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in the hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to him. And when they sent them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you all. This is the stone which was set in all of you members, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, and they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding a man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, and now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19, again I say unto you that two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things shall ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19 through 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to the farm. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John 5:4-5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. James 4:7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews 2:14-15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews 4:14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon 1:6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store, blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursed, vexation, and rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. It shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth. And no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the bots of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with the sore parts that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, shall gather but little in from the locusts of the consumer. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Lord, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, from the abundance of all things. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. They shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee at all thy gates, until thy high fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the seeds and in the straightness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil towards his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he had nothing left him in the seeds, and in the straightness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the seeds and straightness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which I was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land where thy host is possessed. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and fading of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were evening, and at evening thou shalt say, would God it were morning. for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear it, for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. Ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now then, I want to read from Galatians chapter 3. Begin with the first verse and reading the whole chapter. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched ye that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law, in the sight of God it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then, serving the law, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, all sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring or permit to be brought upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. There are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also adds every sickness. So therefore, you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, anemic, mental, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and over again to yourself. Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, now name the sickness, cancer, tuberculosis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever it is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, therefore I confess, I am redeemed from sickness, and specify your sickness. In other words, I'll give you an illustration, we'll just call it cancer. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, cancer, is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, he's redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from cancer. All right, we'll just say your trouble is a stomach ulcer. All right, say this then. My sickness or ulcer, stomach ulcer, is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from ulcers of the stomach. Now, say, for instance, your condition is a blood disease. You say, according to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, my blood disease is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from blood disease. I just gave that to you as an illustration. Whatever your sickness is, call it a curse of the law. Confess it's a curse of the law. Then confess Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness. Specify your sickness. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to these two chapters, Galatians 3, Deuteronomy 28, over and over again, and then at every waking moment, all night long, all day long, continue to make the confession, therefore I am redeemed from, and specify your sickness.
This message. For more information about Kenneth Hagin Ministries, call 1-888-283-2484 or visit our website at www.rhema.org or write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150-0126. And in Canada, write Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 335, Station B, Etobicoke, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M9A4X3.